Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Mean Gene Sports Machine, getting you ready for week 3 of the National Football League. Hey, folks, the season is moving right along. I mean, can you believe it? We're already into week 3 of the young season. So let's just back things back up because week 1, I did horrible. Number one, and I'm not trying to really make excuses, but here's the deal, okay? No preseason, as I've said probably 1,000 times. No OTAs and all of that. So very difficult week to predict. Just not knowing what the expectations were. So I think I lost something like 10 games in week 1. But how about the improvement that I made from week 1 to week 2? I told you things were going to get better and it did. I actually went 11-4, okay, because I don't pick the Thursday night games. You know, those games just happen too early for me. I'm still in the middle of my research. But hey, not a bad week, and feel very confident going here into week number 3. Having a remarkable week prior. So let's just go ahead and jump right on into week 3. It did start on Thursday night with the Miami Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So here's the deal, because what we're starting to see early on in this season is just inconsistencies from one week to the next. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the fact that they defeated the Indianapolis Colts in week 1, that was very surprising. But here since, you know, they're starting to really show, you know, their true colors, so to speak. I mean, Gardner Minshew is a good quarterback. I think, you know, he's going to do what needs to be done to not really hurt his team chances of winning. But overall, I mean, when you compare him to some of the quarterbacks that are out there today, I just don't see this guy, you know, just, you know, being able to compete, you know, day in, day out with some of the, you know, better defenses that are out there. So the Miami Dolphins win Thursday night 31-13. Same thing with Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is a veteran. Fitzpatrick has been around a while, and I told you many times on this show before that, you know, you get the good, bad, and ugly with him. I mean, it wasn't that much of a spectacular game. You know, he went 18-20, 160 yards, 2 touchdowns. So those are those manageable games. It seems like when he goes out and just really tries to do way more than what he's supposed to, that's when they struggle, because the week before he had a disaster of a game. So just big win for the Miami Dolphins. Both of those teams now are 1-2. Miami will probably struggle a lot in that AFC East, even without a Tom Brady. Cam Newton seems to be picking up pretty well with that team. So everyone's looking up at the Buffalo Bills in that AFC East. And then the AFC South with Jacksonville, Tennessee, Indianapolis, and Houston. Right now it's Tennessee's division. Indianapolis is playing much better than the Texans or the Jaguars. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that one. But big win for the Miami Dolphins. We're not going to take that away from them. So let's jump in here. Let's get into the nitty-gritty with things. All right, the first game that's going to take place on Sunday, week 3, is the Chicago Bears at the Atlanta Falcons. So I think you kind of know how I feel about the Atlanta Falcons. I have consistently shared my opinions about this team, and what a disaster of an ending in week 2 against the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you know, I picked the Cowboys to win that game because of the exact reasons and the way it ended. There was just no way. Atlanta always finds a way to ruin a game. And boy, did they do it. Now, here's the difficult part with this, because Matt Ryan is playing some outstanding football, and I think at some point in time, man, you're gonna probably see the separation of Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons, or perhaps maybe he becomes vocal in getting Dan Quinn out of there, because someone has to be accountable for what happened last week in Dallas with the Atlanta Falcons. But even, you know, saying that, the Chicago Bears are young, 2-0 with their record. And I think we're going to see this game is going to take place in Atlanta. I'm going to go with the Falcons. I'm going to go with Atlanta because I just, you know, I mean, Matt Ryan, you know, we're asking him to have his third great performance to start the season. Now, he struggles, you know, at some point in time during the season. This Chicago Bears defense, you know, could get ugly with that offense of the Atlanta Falcons. So we're going to see. Maybe Todd Gurley has a breakout game. They're 0-2. They should be 2-0, actually. If you watch both their games this season, especially the one last week, the Falcons are much better than what their record says at 0-2. So I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons. Next game, we got the Los Angeles Rams at the Buffalo Bills. Both of these teams are undefeated. So, and these are really great teams. Now, we saw it with the Rams last week. They defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. And what we're looking at with the Eagles, we don't even know what kind of Eagles team we got. You know, 1 year ago, they win the NFC East. But right now, they're struggling with Carson Wentz. And this was a road win for the Rams last week. Then you got the Buffalo Bills. They defeated Miami. But yet, their defense gave up 28 points to the Dolphins. So I'm going to go with the Bills in this game. And I need to look at my sheet and confirm that that is indeed my pick. Yeah, we're going to go with Buffalo with this game. I just think the Bills at home. This is it's not a conference game, so to speak, but it is a major matchup. It's a matchup against a very quality team in the Rams. So I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills to win this game. The next one we have, Washington football team at the Cleveland Browns. So we did see a great showing of the Browns offense in that last game against the Cincinnati Bengals. They win 35-30. Baker Mayfield had some solid throws in that game. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. He actually completed 16 of 23 passes for 219 yards. Had a couple of touchdowns. So that was pretty good. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt seems to be really helping out this team. They're going to be in a position to do well. Now, over on the Washington side, Dwayne Haskins, not too bad in his week two performance. You know, they just couldn't. I mean, the Arizona team was much better than what we thought. So they lose to Arizona 30-15. But I do like what I'm seeing from their new running back, Antonio Gibson, the rookie. And I also like with Terry McLaurin. Having said this, I mean, the Washington team is still struggling. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns to win, and it's a much needed back-to-back wins to, you know, for this team to start out 2-1 will shut a lot of people up. And I don't know why they're still talking about trading Odell Beckham. I mean, Beckham had a real good game last week. You know, he led the team with 4 catches, 74 yards. I mean, that's just, you know, things are starting to gel if they can just get it together in Cleveland. So, but I like the Browns in this game. Next game we have is the Tennessee Titans at the Minnesota Vikings. So the Vikings are 0-2. I don't see a Mike Zimmer team going 0-3. This game is going to be played at US Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. I mean, the Titans are good, and the Titans are just seem to have not lost a step from how they completed the season last year and making the playoffs, knocking off the Baltimore Ravens. Tannehill is doing good. Derrick Henry. This team seems like they're already in midseason stride, but you know, there's just too much offensive weapons on that Minnesota Vikings team for this team to be 0-2. I mean, we're looking at Delvin Cook, looking at Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen. There's just no way that Zimmer is going to have this team go 0-3. And if they do, by any chance, go 0-3, something is certainly going to be changes happening. I mean, I don't see Zimmer losing his job this early in the year. Anything is possible. You know, once you start going 0-3, things could get a little dicey. So we'll keep an eye on that. But I'm going to go with the Vikings to get this win. All right. The next game we have is the Las Vegas Raiders at the New England Patriots. So, hey, this is going to be an interesting game where in the past it may have been one-sided and a blowout. The Raiders, they win their first game at that magnificent stadium there in Las Vegas. Even though it was empty, they played as if it was a full stadium. So it's kind of interesting. Where did it get the crowd noise for that stadium? Because I guess it would have came from the Oakland, the last recorded sounds of a Raiders fan base. So we don't know what that atmosphere is going to be like at Allegiant Stadium until we, you know, get a crowd in there and see. But it is a magnificent stadium. But the Raiders are on the road. I don't want to take much away from that 34-24 win versus New Orleans. I mean, Derek Carr, the whole thing. I mean, it wasn't really pretty for him. He completed 28 of 38 passes for 282 yards. He had 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, that's about as good as you can get if you're Derek Carr, and that's all you can ask if you're John, you know, Gruden. And, you know, and I mean, I think that was pretty good. Josh Jacobs, 105 yards from scrimmage. You know, you're, I mean, come on, some of the, I mean, they threw, the play calling was incredible. the fullback. The fullback is almost like a dinosaur in the NFL. No one is using the fullback anymore, but the Raiders found a way to use it in that win against New Orleans, because New Orleans didn't really know what to expect. Offensively, you didn't know. Jalen Richard has a touchdown. Alec Ingold has a touchdown. And Darren Waller. I mean, so with the Raiders, you don't know. But going up against a Bill Belichick defense, I think the Patriots are going to be a little bit more prepared for the Raiders. And I know for a fact they're going to be game prepared. And the Patriots, even though they're 1-1, I mean, that was a great game against Seattle last week. You know, somebody had to win, somebody had to lose. And unfortunately, it was the Patriots coming up on the losing side. But I do like the way they're playing. And Cam, you know, 30 of 44 passes last week for 397 yards. So a little different than the prior weeks, you know, where he's running the ball more. He actually put it up in the air more. And I'm really liking what I'm seeing with Julian Edelman and Cam Newton. I mean, Edelman had 8 catches for 179 yards. That was a career. So you got to figure all of those games where Edelman was catching passes from Tom Brady, he never had a career high. So, you know, and Cam's a big guy, so he can see downfield pretty good. And Edelman always seems to get into the right part of the field so he can be open and catch a pass. So I'm going to go with the Patriots to win this game. I think they get back to their winning ways. They'll be 2-1 by the end of this game. So the next one, we have the San Francisco 49ers at the New York Giants. So, well, let's just kind of talk about this one, because Saquon Barkley is out for the season for the Giants. Deion Lewis, he kind of had his work cut out for him, especially going up against this 49er defense. Daniel Jones is struggling a little bit, so I don't know. I don't even know who the backup is for the Giants, but I know Joe Judge is trying to get a win there on this young season. But defensively, you have Nick Bosa. He's out. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be out. Mostert, the running back, is hurt. So, and then Jordan Reed is kind of filling in for George Kittle. So, man, you know, you got a banged up San Francisco 49er team. But I don't know. Even banged up, I still think that they're capable of knocking off the Giants, because the Giants are just struggling at the key position, and that's the quarterback position, and that's the one that really matters if you're the Giants. You're going to need that leadership from Jones, and I don't know if it's there. I meant the leadership might be there, but just the athletic ability going up against great teams like the 49ers, I don't think it's going to be there. They don't have that running attack, so you're going to force Daniel Jones to put the ball up in the air way more than, even with a hurt defense, I think the 49ers are good enough to win this game. So I'm going with the 49ers. The next matchup we have is the Cincinnati Bengals 0-2 at the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Eagles got to be the surprise of so far of 2020 with 0-2. Like I said, they won the NFC East last year. So far this year, they have yet to just to get it done. So, whew, what can I say? I mean, Wentz, let's see, no touchdowns. He had a few picks last week, which is not going to get it done. I know Jalen Hurts is in the background, and there's a reason why the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts, drafted a quarterback, because it's just something about Carson Wentz that we just have not seen that consistency. The Bengals, let's see here, the Bengals giving up a lot of yards on the ground. I mean, even in that loss to Cleveland, you know, Hunt and Chubb just kind of ran all over them. Even though Joe Burrows is doing a hell of a job so far, I mean, in due time, this quarterback is going to be making headlines. But, you know, I think Philly's going to win. I mean, to see the Bengals start the season 0-3, but I just think this team, I think the Eagles are just a lot better than what their record is indicating. I mean, even though the Rams handed them a good one last week, I just think that I would take my chances on the Eagles with this one. So the next game we have is going to be the Houston Texans 0-2 at the Pittsburgh Steelers 2-0. Interesting here, because a few years ago, I was actually Christmas Day, I was at the Texans Steelers game where the Steelers just sort of beat the brakes off the Texans, and that was with a Deshaun Watson and a D-Hop, and that Steelers defense was nowhere near as good as it is now. Now, that was with AB, of course, too, and Juju. But I remember that game had probably 30-something thousand Steeler fans at NRG Stadium, which was just crazy, right? But let's look at this one here. This is going to be another home game where the Steelers would not have any crowd. Big Ben and the offense last week really looked good. Now, they did struggle with the Denver Broncos. They got the win 26-21. Defense stepped up big. Big Ben completed 29 of 41 passes for 311 yards, had two touchdown passes. He did have an unfortunate pick. James Conner ran the ball very well, finished with 106 yards, even though that 59-yard run came late in the game. I mean, very late in the fourth quarter where he just burst up the middle and put the Steelers and sort of sealed the game there. But Benny Snell, you know, it's playing really well. Juju, everything. I mean, Deontay Johnson, things are just really looking good. Now, on the Texan side of it, you know, Bill O'Brien, there's just parts of me that wants to see him fail at almost everything he does from a football standpoint. He's the GM. He's the head coach. He's the same guy that traded DeAndre Hopkins. And although David Johnson, you know, is playing pretty good, Brandon Cooks does not fill in for DeAndre Hopkins. Randall Cobb does not fill in for DeAndre Hopkins. So Kenny Stills is one of those go-to guys. I don't know. Will Fuller, they just cannot make things work with him. The defense is going to be interesting because this is a game featuring three Watt brothers. You got JJ with the Texans. You got TJ and the little brother Derek Watt. So this is really going to be very interesting. I got the Steelers winning this game. I just don't know. I think the offense is starting to open up more and more with Pittsburgh, and I think they're going to just kind of really, you know, show out in this particular game here. So I like the Steelers in this one. Next game we have is the New York Jets 0-2 at the Indianapolis Colts. So looking at my notes here in this particular game, you know, Indy has played very well. They did that. Even the week before, they played well against Kirk Cousins. The rookie running back, Jonathan Taylor, he's really, you know, starting to come into his own. So I think they should have a good day against that Jets defense. I'm not really seeing, you know, where the Jets are impressing anyone in any category on that team. Phillip Rivers continues to take chances down the field. But I would say Indy should win this game. And I'm looking here, it's played there at Lucas Oil Stadium. I think Phillip Rivers kind of rebounds. And I mean, from that week one performance, of course. But I think they get two in a row here. They take care of the New York Jets. Next game we have is the Carolina Panthers. 0-2 Carolina Panthers at the Los Angeles Chargers. Interesting game here. Let's talk about Carolina first. Okay, we have Teddy Bridgewater, who is trying to find his first win as a starter for this team. Last week he had a career high 367 yards, which is, you know, he's starting to put the ball up a whole lot more now. He will definitely have to find a way to win games without Christian McCaffrey, at least for the next, 6 to 8 weeks. I think he's supposed to be out. So don't really know what sort of running game they're going to come up with. Mike Davis will probably get the bulk of the carries. You know, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, you're hoping to see a little bit more coming from those guys. But looking at this Chargers team, who really played well against the Kansas City Chiefs last week, even though they lost in overtime 23-20, a game that the Chargers should have won. You will have Tyrod Taylor. I think he's going to start this game. Justin Haber, the rookie, came in and played unexpectedly and almost won. Now, it's just amazing that this kid just, you know, hey, your number's up. You know, come on out there and save this game. What a win it would have been if they would have knocked off the defending Super Bowl champs. But I think the Chargers, is going to win. I think they have enough in the tank to get this one done. So I'm going to go with the Chargers in this game. The next game we have is the Detroit Lions at the Arizona Cardinals. Now, in years past, this has been a pretty good game. I think the last time they played the Lions won. Actually, wait a minute. Yeah, this was a game that ended in a 27-27 tie. Something you just don't like to see. But yeah, I remember this. 27-all is what the score was at the end. So I think this Arizona Cardinals team is surprising. 2-0. I mean, whoa. So something with Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray, and DeAndre Hopkins, and things are starting to gel. But at the same time, I'm not a Matt Patricia fan. I'm still trying to figure out about how he got to be a head coach. You know, you have a Matthew Stafford. You've had some great players under his watch there. I don't know. I think he's been there, maybe three seasons already. And this team is just really too good to be. I mean, they certainly should have won their first game of the year. Last week, they just got their asses handed to them by Green Bay, 42-21. But their season opener, they should have won. I'm trying to see. This game is always, these teams always play each other really tough. But, you know, Arizona is just looking really, really good. And I can't find any justification for picking against them. So we're going to go with the Cardinals to win, and they will go 3-0. Next game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 1-1 at the Denver Broncos 0-2. Well, this is certainly a no-brainer. I mean, you know, Tom Brady's on the road. Denver is playing with Jeff Driscoll, who came in and didn't do really bad after their starter got knocked out the game by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think, you know, Driscoll is going to get the start again. Melvin Gordon, not too bad. You know, Nyheim Hines, you know, not bad at all. But we're talking about the Bucs. The Bucs are looking good. Leonard Fournette, 103 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns last week. He's starting to look good. Mike Evans led the team with 7 receptions, 104 yards. He's looking good. So this whole team is gelling. Don't forget, they still have Gronkowski over on that team. So, I mean, you know, Tom Brady has yet to hit all of those weapons on that team. But going to be a long day for the Broncos. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers win this game. They go 2-1. Broncos is going to fall to 0-3. Vic Fangio is just having a tough time. Last week, just kind of played really well, but not well enough to beat the Steelers. So the Broncos will lose, and the Buccaneers will win the next game. Dallas Cowboys 1-1 at the Seattle Seahawks 2-0. So now the Cowboys could easily be 0-2. We all saw the game. We all seen the video of the kick that went sideways. Most amazing onside kick I've ever seen in my life, right? But a win is a win. They're 1-1 this week. They're on the road at the CenturyLink Stadium, the home of the 12th man. I like the Seahawks in this game. The Seahawks are 2-0. They knock off New England last week, 35-30. And what you're getting from Russell Wilson now, he passed for 288 yards, 5 touchdown passes. You know, I mean, this is pretty damn good. This guy's starting to put the ball up. Chris Carson's running the ball very well. You still got a slew of good wide receivers in Tyler Lockett, DJ Metcalf. I don't know. Even the rookie, Freddie Swain. Wilson is finding the open guy, whoever it's going to be, defense-wise. Jamal Adams is just playing like a beast, you know. Left the Jets, playing with the Legion of Boom now, having a great time. The veteran, Bobby Wagner, is playing great. So the Dallas offensive line is not as healthy as it's always been. The defense is not really that great either. They gave up 39 points to the Falcons. So I like the Seattle Seahawks to win this game to go 3-0 on this young season. The next game we have is the Green Bay Packers at the New Orleans Saints. This is going to be a good one. So I'm trying to go back and remember the last time these two teams played at the Superdome. The Saints beat the Packers. Actually, was it the Saints? Well, yeah, the last time they played at the Superdome, it was, yeah, the Saints beat the Packers 44-23. Now, the last time they played, which was back in 2017, I mean, these teams don't play each other that often. The Saints won that game as well. Whoa, what do we do here? What, I mean, we looking at this Packers team, they are really gelling. Aaron Rodgers, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Last week, you know, put it on Detroit. The Saints coming off a loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. So, man, what do we do in this particular case here? Because I'm looking at my notes. I believe we're going to go with the Saints. I think Green Bay is good. I'm not saying that they are not capable of winning this game, but I don't think the Saints are wanting to lose 2 games in a row. So I definitely think we are going to see a New Orleans Saints win, and I actually can't wait to see this game. So now I think this brings us to our Sunday night game here, which is going to be, actually it's not, no, the Sunday night game is actually the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints. So we're at the last game here. This is going to be even better. I mean, you know, say what you want to say about the scheduling. I think the NFL knows what they're doing. They're giving us 2 great games to end week 3. So we're getting Saints and Packers, and we're getting Monday night, we're getting Kansas City at the Baltimore Ravens. Oh my goodness, this is going to be a great game. The Ravens went into Houston last week. Now, I picked the Texans. I just figured they would get it together. Same old Texans, same old Ravens for that matter. They win 33-16. The Kansas City Chiefs dodged a bullet. And last year, I didn't see where they played just back-to-back horrible games. I mean, they know they stole one, as the saying goes. You know, you steal a game. They did 23-20 in overtime at the Los Angeles Chargers. Man, this is, I mean, it's all about the quarterbacks in this game. That's who is going to make a break, you know, this particular game and decide who's going to win. We got Patrick Mahomes and we got Lamar Jackson on the running side. You know, I like the rookie, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And, you know, Mark Ingram is still, you know, handling this business. I'm going with the Chiefs to win. I think the Super Bowl champions, this is one of those statement games. It's an AFC conference game, so this could have implications down the road, depending, you know, especially when it comes to seeding purposes. So this is a game that Kansas City definitely needs to win, and I think they're going to get it. And I think it's going to be, you know, just, man, having to wait till Monday night sucks. But, you know, this is really going to be a good one. Sunday night and Monday night are going to be some of your better games. But anyway, that is week 3 of the National Football League, folks. I hope you will keep tally of my picks. Hopefully we can, if you're out there in Vegas or if you're online, whatever you're doing as far as, you know, trying to put parlays together to win some money. I hope I was able to help you. Now, I'm not like my little brother Jeff Lambert Sr. I can't, you know, I'm not really talking spreads here, but I think these are going to be some good matchups for week 3 of the National Football League. So can't wait to come back next week and talk about it, see exactly how things went. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the games tomorrow, and we'll see you back here next week for week 4 of the National Football League here on the Mean Gene Show on iHeartRadio.